So inshallah we continue on the with the explanation of the part 30, as I said, of the Noble Quran, and now we reached Surah Al-Inshiqaq, the splitting asunder. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. يقول الله عز وجل إذا السماء انشقت, when the heaven is split asunder. I will put the text inshallah while I'm talking. When the heaven is split asunder, this is as the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rahman, verses 37-39. فإذا انشقت السماء فكانت وردة كالدهان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيومئذ لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان. In Surah Ar-Rahman, I have to get the verses inshallah, also put these in text. Brother Hashim is here, who can really put the text right away. But alhamdulillah, just we have to be a little bit patient. Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter 55, verses 37 and 39. فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. Then when the heaven is rent asunder and it becomes rosy or red like red oil or red hide, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both, meaning jinn and men, deny? فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. So on that day, no question will be asked of man or jinni as to his sin. So this takes place on the day of resurrection. The splitting asunder of the heavens takes place at the day of resurrection. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. And listens to and obeys its Lord, and it must do so, وَحُقَّتْ, and it must do so. So it listens and it obeys the order of Allah Azza wa Jal to split asunder. So it will split. While we know before it was what? It was sab'an shidada, as Allah described the heavens in Surah An-Naba, chapter 30, verse 12, when He said, وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, and we have built above you seven strong heavens. These were strong, as Allah says also in Surah Al-Dhariyat, verses 47, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ, and the heavens we built with power. We did construct them, we could construct the heavens with power. So this great heavens, constructed with power, and described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as strong and magnificent, it will split asunder on the day of resurrection. Allahu Akbar. وَحُقَّتْ, meaning أَيْ حُقَّ لَهَا, and it must do so, to obey and listen, because the one الَّذِي أَمَرَهَا, who ordered it, is رَبُّهَا, is its Lord, وَخَالِقُهَا عَزَّ وَجَلْ. نعم, yes, yes, and its creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most magnificent Allah. So it will listen and it will obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created it and initiated it and made it strong, and He is the one all able to make it split asunder. So in the very beginning of its creation, it was made strong. In that, and in the very beginning of its creation, Allah refers to that by saying, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٍ. ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين. As in Surah Fussilat, chapter 41 verse 11, then he, Allah, rose over towards the heaven when it was smoke, and said to it and to the earth, come both of you willingly and unwillingly, willingly and unwillingly. And they both said, we come willingly. So, son of Adam, you of the human form, the weak one, imagine and contemplate and ponder how these magnificent creatures listens and obeys to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This great and magnificent obedience in the very beginning of creation and as well as in the end of creation. In the beginning, اِئْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهَا قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Come both of you willingly and unwillingly. They both said, we come willingly, we come willingly. And in the end, فِي انْتِهَاءِ الْخَلْقِ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْشَقَّتْ, when the heaven will split asunder, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and it will listen and it obeys its Lord, and it must do so. So when he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, emphasizing its listening and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next verse, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, and when the earth is stretched forth, and when the earth is stretched forth, هذه الأرض, this earth that we live on, now it's not stretched. It is spherical in form. Although its northern and southern sides are a little bit open, a little bit stretched. So overall it is spherical. Secondly, it contains, even though in this form of spherical form, it contains ta'arruj, elevations. And also it contains low places and awdiya, valleys, as well as plains, sands. So it's not all at one level. But on the day of resurrection, وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, on that day it will be stretched, just like one stretches a mat or stretches skin. It will be stretched in such a way that even those upon it, the creatures, as in the hadith, the announcer will make them all hear his voice, وَيَنْفَذُهُمُ الْبَصَرُ, and the watcher will be able to see all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith, يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ فِي صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ فَيُسْمِعُهُمُ الدَّاعِي وَيَنْفُذُهُمُ الْبَصَرُ. Allah will gather all the human beings of early generations as well as the late generations on one plane, so that the announcer will make them all hear his voice, and the watcher will be able to see all of them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ, and has cast out all that was in it, and became empty. Meaning it will cast out the corpses of the children of Adam. They will be casted out on the day of resurrection. They will be casted, all of these corpses will leave their graves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created them in the very beginning, from their, as they have come from their mother wombs. They will come now from the earth. So, son of Adam, as you came from the womb of your mother barefooted, naked, uncircumcised, except very few who may be born circumcised, only very few. Most of people will be born, or born, are born ghurlan, uncircumcised, and such they will be casted out from the bed of the earth on the day of resurrection, barefooted, no shoes on, naked, no clothing, uncircumcised. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to Aisha about that, she said, Ya Rasulullah, ar-rijalu wal-nisa'u jami'a, men and women like this, all of them will come like that. Yanzuru ba'duhum ila ba'd, they will look at each other. He said, Ya Aisha, al-amru ashad min an yanzura ba'duhum ila ba'd, the situation will be too hard for them to pay attention to each other. Al-amru shadid, then the matter is hard. Each person, kullu insanin lahim binafsih, each person will only care for himself. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه, as in Surah Abasa, verse 37, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others. Everyone will be occupied with this state of resurrection to the degree that they will have enough to make him careless of others. So if man only just contemplates and ponders about that time, then he will tremble and will be frightened, will go into a state of fear. But if he is an intelligible believer, sane believer, then he will work for that day. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ, O man, verily you are returning towards your Lord with your deeds and actions, good or bad. A sure returning. And you will meet, meaning you will meet, we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there we will encounter the results of our deeds which we did. Al-kadih is the one who works hard to achieve a certain goal or reach a certain aim. And when Allah says, إِلَى رَبِّكَ, O you man, you are returning and working hard in order to return, إِلَى رَبِّكَ, meaning your work will lead you to your Lord. I mean the ultimate end, you will go and you will end to face the consequences of your deeds. So you will return surely and assuredly to your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we will die. We will die. And when we will die, we will return to Allah, the most magnificent, the most merciful. So no matter what we do, we are going to end to that state. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse in Surah Al-Najm, which is Surah 53, verse 42, وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى, وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى, and that to your Lord is the end. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. And that to your Lord is the end, meaning the return of everything. That's why he said, كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا, you're working and working hard to return to your Lord. And assuredly, عليكم السلام, even the disobedient one is acting and will return to that end. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he stated in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. Verily to us will be their return, then verily for us will be their reckoning. So all the obedient and the disobedient ones, they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لكن الفرق, however, the difference between the obedient and the disobedient is that the obedient one acts or does the deeds that are pleasing to Allah, and he will attain through these deeds the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection, while the disobedient one will act the deeds that bring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he will return, despite of that, he will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, O man, and this covers both the obedient and the disobedient, the believer and the disbeliever. And that this return is really very, very near. One shouldn't think that this is too far. Allah says, إِنَّمَا تُوَعَدُونَ لَآتْ, as in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 134, surely that which you are promised will verily come to pass. لَآتْ. And as we know, كُلُّ آتٍ قَرِيبٍ, كُلُّ آتٍ قَرِيبٍ, and everything that will come, it will be close. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states about the hour in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 17, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ قَرِيبٌ. What can make you know that perhaps the hour is close at hand? And if you want, if you wish to know that the meeting with the Lord Allah Azza wa Jal is near, then look at what has expired from your lifespan now. Had it been 100 years, it would be felt as if only 1 hour. All that has expired from our lifespan is just like an hour. And thus, therefore, it is close. And then when man dies, then the barzakh life, the burial life between this life of this world and the hereafter, is also close. Just like a moment. And if a man, as we know, if he goes to sleep, a quiet sleep, and let's say he slept 24 hours, and then he awakes, he would estimate that to be almost 1 minute, although he had slept 24 hours. And if this is the case with the departure of our soul, the temporal departure of our soul in this life, if time passes as quickly as this, then what about when the soul departs the body, and being busy either with bliss or with fire of hell? Then the years will pass as if it is nothing. It is because the duration of time in our awakeness is not like the duration of time like in our sleep. A person who is awake from the time of when the time of sunset, of sunrise, until the time of sunset, feels that the time is long, feels that the duration is long. Yet if he was asleep during all this time, from sunrise till sunset, he would feel as if it is nothing. And look at the man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him die 100 years, then he resurrected him, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse We'll go to that verse inshallah and we'll read it in its complete in its entirety. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أن يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها, or like the one who passed by a town and it had tumbled over its roofs, he said, oh, how will Allah ever bring it to life after its death? فأماته الله مئة عام ثم بعثه, so Allah caused him to die for 100 years, then raised him up again. قال كم لبث, he said, how long did you remain dead? قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم, he the man said, perhaps I remained dead a day or part of a day. قال بل لبثت مئة عام, قال بل لبثت مئة عام, he said, no, you have remained dead for 100 years. فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه, فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنى. Look at your food and your drink, they show no change. وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس. And look at your donkey, and we have made of you a sign for the people. وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها, and look at the bones, how we bring them together and clothe them with flesh. ثم نكسوها لحما, we bring them together and then clothe them with flesh. فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. And when this was clearly shown to him, he said, I know now that Allah is able to do all things. So with this case, the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused him to die for 100 years, قال كم لبثت, قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم, I only stayed, perhaps I remained dead a day or part of a day. Also examine and think and contemplate about the people of the Kahf, the people of the cave, the youth, they stayed in their cave 309 years, 309 years, and when they were asked, how long did you stay? They said, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ, perhaps it was one day or part of a day. And man may wonder and ponder, how, you know, all of these years pass on these dead so quickly. Yes, it lasted as if it was only one minute. This is because the status of man after the soul departs his body, whether this departure is complete, meaning in time of death, or partial at times of sleep, as we know. It's different from his status when the soul is attached to the body. When the soul is attached to body, the man is in a state of busyness that would make him feel that time duration is long. However, at time of sleep, the duration will be diminished, and in the time of death, more and more. And therefore there should be no problem regarding the understanding of this matter. There is no problem at all in it. So no matter how long the stay of the people in the graves, it is really short. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمُلَاقِي, and the fa in the Arabic here indicates that the outcome is short. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and tells us of the types of people when they meet Allah, and that he classified them into two types. That's why he said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ, then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand. So this is one group of people, those who would take the records in their right hand, and the others would take the records, it will be given behind their backs. As for those who will be given the record in their right hands, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them as فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, he surely will receive an easy reckoning. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that man is working hard to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he will return assuredly to him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in many verses in the Quran. Take for example Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 123, وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ. Subhanallah. And to Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth, and to him return all affairs. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the reckoning, the easy reckoning of those who will be given their records in their right hands. So Allah will remind them of their actions, an easy reckoning, no difficulty, as affirmed in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam says in the hadith reported in al-Bukhari, Allah will bring a believer near to him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَخْلُو بِعَبْدِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, Allah will bring a believer near to him and shelter him with his screen and ask him, وَيُقَرِّرُهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ فَيَقُولْ عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَعَمِلْتَ كَذَا, did you commit such and such sins? فَيُقِرُّ بِذَلِكَ وَلَا يُنْكِرُ, he will say, yes my lord. He will confess all of his sins and will think he is ruined. He will think he is ruined. فَيَقُلُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ قَدْ سَطَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ اللَّهُمَّ لَكَ الْحَمْدِ, I did screen you, your sins in the world, and I forgive them for you today. Allahu Akbar. There is no doubt that this reckoning is easy, and in it the manifestation of the favors of Allah is evident upon his slave, and the joy of the slave would be evident, and the glad tidings will show, and the one who is doing that to him is Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah states in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, inna ilayna iyabahum thumma inna alayna hisabahum, To us is their return, and then to us is their reckoning. So what happens then after that? فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, and he will return to his family in joy. So he will return after finishing this reckoning, this easy reckoning, to his family in paradise, مَسْرُورًا, in joy. أي مسرور القلب, his heart is in pleasure, in joy. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that أول زمرة تدخل الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر, that the first group of people who will enter paradise will be glittering like the moon on a full moon night, as reported in Sahih al-Bukhari. Then the people will be at different levels in paradise. Why their faces will be glittering? Because of the joy of the heart. As to the other type, as to the other group, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ, but whosoever is given his record behind his back, those are the wicked, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, we seek refuge in Allah from that. they will be given their books. He will be given his book. وراء ظهري, behind his back, not in his right hand. In another verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ, as the one who will be given his book with his left, in his left hand. The Shaykh rahimahullah, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, in this explanation of Surah Al-Inshiqaq, he said that concerning those people who will not be given their records in their right hand, those are of two types. There are two types. Those who will be given in the left, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and those who will be given their record behind their backs. And he said that the closest understanding would be, and Allah knows best, that he will be given the book in the left, وَلَكِنْ تُلْوَى يَدُهُ حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ ظَهْرِهِ, that his hand will be bent so that it will become to the back of his, behind his back. And this is he said, إِشَارَ إِلَىٰ أَنَّهُ نَبَذَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ, and this is an indication that he abandoned and ignored the book of Allah and made it behind his back. So he'll be taken by the left, he will be given by the left, then his hand will be bent to the back, indicating that he didn't honor the book of Allah and he abandoned it, and that he found no harm in opposing it. And what will happen to him? What will happen to him? فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا, he will invoke for his own destruction on that day. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ, he will invoke for his own destruction, uttering words of regret and sorrow of no avail. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته, because the time of action is over. The time of action is in this life, but in the hereafter there is no action and only reckoning. وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا, and he shall enter a blazing fire and be made to taste its burning. A blazing fire, وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا, and he will be residing there forever, because he is a kafir. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, he was in this life amongst his people, his family, masrura, in joy, but that was followed by regret and sorrow, continuous one, non-stopping, on the day of resurrection. And try to link the sayings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning the first group of people who will be given their books in their right hands, وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, that they will, or he, the individual of them, will return to his family in joy. And as for this one, كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ, كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, he was among his people in joy, he was. And you will find two differences clearly between these types of joy. The joy of the first one is continuous, non-stopping. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. While the joy of the other one is vanishing. Kana, it was. But now, there is no joy. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَن يَحُور, verily he thought that he would never come back to us, that he will never come back to Allah after death. And that's why they used to belie the resurrection, and they used to say لا بعث, no resurrection whatsoever. And they used to say مَن يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ, who is the one who will bring life to the crumbled bones? إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَن يَحُور, he thought that he would never come back to us. قال تعالى, in response, بَلَى إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا, yes, indeed, his Lord has been ever beholding him. Meaning that he will return assuredly to Allah Azza wa Jal, who he is subhanahu wa ta'ala been ever beholding, was all acquainted with everything, and he will be accordingly given the recompense as necessitated by the wisdom of Allah as well as by his justice. We will stop at this part and we will continue inshallah the second part of the surah on another day inshallah ta'ala. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. From the benefits of this surah is that, number one, the horrors of the day of resurrection, the splitting asunder of the heavens, the stretching of the earth, the casting of the dead from their graves, the obedience of creation willingly or unwillingly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that man is always in toil, working hard, and that he will eventually return to Allah. His return will be to Allah, and that he will be held responsible, and his recompense will be all just, all in necessitated, as necessitated by the wisdom of Allah and his justice. As for those whose hard work was righteous and sincere for Allah, the glad tidings and the joy, the endless of these are awaiting them. As to the other type of people, the justice of Allah will be dealt with them, they will be dealt with according to the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the benefits here, we know that the believer will be, his reckoning will be easy, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him is that Allah shields him, screens his sins in this world, and forgives him on the day of resurrection. And this drives man to, especially the believers we're talking about in this respect, that they have a great opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It tells us also from the benefits of this surah that those who had abandoned Allah and his book will be also abandoned on the day of resurrection, and they will regret when there is no benefit in that regret. And from the benefits, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all acquainted with the affairs of his creation. These are just few of the benefits in these verses that we came across. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for me and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.